The Cape Breton Regional Municipality Council feels they aren't ready to adopt a new open-air burning bylaw. At July's regular council meeting, the second and final reading of proposed amendments to the open-air burning bylaw took place. The original goal of the new bylaw was to streamline burning practices across the municipality, creating consistent policies that reflect current fire safety practices, provincial regulations, operational realities, and community expectations. Some of those policies include creating clear setback requirements, maximum fire size limitations, requirements for spark-arresting screens and approved burning appliances, defining permitted fuel, enhancing supervision and extinguishing requirements, and giving municipal officers authority to have unsafe fires put out. However, now that council has had time to sit with the proposed changes, they now feel blanket policies for the entire municipality are no longer the way to go. District 7 Councillor Steve Parsons shared his opinion on why it wouldn't work.
We live in a geographical, physical, different society. We've got county, which I represent, and we've got rural and suburban. They all can't be treated the same way when it comes to policies. And this is a clear example, in my opinion. And I say that because you have lot sizes larger in the county. The distance between homes is different in the county. My neighbor is 400 meters up the street. We've got water lots. How many water lots do we have in the county? Tons of them. And the way of life in the county may be a little bit different, some people's opinion, than it is in the city, where you've got more population, you've got more housing than in the county. And when I went through the bylaw, and I'm looking at every section, right from 4.1 to 7.3, some of these cannot apply, in my opinion, clearly, for the county areas. And I think because of those differences, we can't have a cookie-cutter approach, one policy for everybody in CBRM. My district is 1,000 kilometers long circumference. There are major differences. And having restrictions of an open-pit fire in my lot, for example, for me to have a cover on, and I've got 7.4 acres, I got to cover my fire, which is my lot is 200 feet long, wide, I don't need a cover on it. So I think I do support the motion, the bylaw, as far as you need restrictions, you need standards, you need regulations, but one policy can't apply to everybody, in my opinion, because of those differences. I would support something like this, but I think we should have a hybrid approach where we have rules for county and we have rules for urban. Why? Just think about it. You have a row of houses in the city where your neighbor's 6 feet away from you. Yeah, there should be more stringent restrictions. But when you've got somebody who's 400 meters from the nearest neighbor, if I want to burn something within restriction, I'm not worried about my neighbor getting smoked out because they're 400 meters down the road. And I understand in the city, they're next door to you. So I think we need some flexibility again in terms of providing good policies for restricted areas, because there are differences in the areas of CBRM.
CBRM Deputy Fire Chief Craig McNeil expressed confusion at Parsons' statement, as they'd been directed by council to create a bylaw for the whole municipality.
Council Parsons, we're here at the exact opposite recommendation from council. It was council's motion to have a bylaw for the entire municipality because we do have somewhat of a hybrid model right now, and that's what is being presented to council. The previous bylaw did have separate rules for different areas.
Although Parsons felt it was important to pass something during July's council meeting, as the summer wears on and people look to burn on their properties, he put forward a motion to amend the proposed bylaw to reflect that county areas of the CBRM continue to be regulated by provincial regulations. The proposed bylaw would only pertain to the urban areas of the municipality. District 8 Councillor Stephen McNeil felt it was better to have a second look and consider comments from the meeting before making a decision.
I just wanted to support the solicitor's comments that we do take the motion before us or the bylaws before us and have a second look in terms of some amendments based on, you know, the information that was brought forward here. You know, if we get this wrong right now and we end up in a bad situation, I just feel like having a second sober thought after hearing the thoughts of the public might be a rational idea.
District 2 Councillor Earlene McMullen asked if Parsons would consider pulling his motion back so staff can amend the bylaw.
because it's not ready, and I'm not prepared to follow that motion because, as mentioned, there is no limitations then. And I have rural, urban, and suburban. I have one of those streets that you can have a fire on one side and you can't have it on the other. And to leave here today and say to one side, well, the good news is you can have your little fire. Bad news is they can burn whatever they want, as big as they want. That's not what I'm looking for earlier either. So that's my reasoning. So I will ask Councillor Parsons if he's willing to pull it back.
Parsons agreed, but raised concerns with wanting to implement something before the summer ends. Council passed a motion to refer the bylaw back to staff for further revisions to be returned as soon as possible at a future meeting. After the meeting, Deputy Mayor and District 6 Councillor Glenn Perouche, who was sitting in for Mayor Cecil Clark and voted against the proposed bylaw during the first reading, said he feels they're in a better spot now.
I'm actually a little happier where it was left today because I don't, like we've talked about before, I don't see how a one-size-fits-all works, as it was said here today, in a community of communities. Like it's been said, Councillor Gordon McDonald mentioned it a few times. You look at my district in Ashby and the South End, most of those homes aren't going to be able to burn, right? Which is unfortunate because there's lots of people that want to, but the blanket format on this one, I just don't think it will work. So I was happy that it was deferred to a later date once again, just to get more information so that we get it right. We got to get it right the first time, as my dad used to say. It's got to be one and done.
The current open air burning bylaw was passed over 20 years ago in 1999. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.